Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
You know, I think deep down we all want to be the perfect parents, and a lot of moms feel especially burdened by that. Here's some good news, though, if you're struggling. It's okay to not be perfect. In fact, it's probably healthy to admit, I'm not a perfect parent. I'm John Fuller, and I'm not a perfect parent, and we're here to help you in that. This is the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast, and here at the ministry, the head of our parenting effort is Danny Huerta. Danny, some young people who've had a relatively easy childhood might think that parenting is just like a breeze. It's pretty easy. And then they become parents, and what are some things that we'll just say that rather naive new parent thinks about the job?
They're going to find out quickly that some of their weaknesses are going to be exposed fast, especially when you're sleep deprived and stressed out. And that sleep deprivation is a shocker at the beginning.
It really drains your courage, doesn't it?
It does. You're going, what did I just sign up for? And it doesn't mean it's always going to be tough. There's going to be some amazingly good moments or even seasons. The reality is we don't have as much control as we think we have.
Yeah.
Great parents sometimes have children that make bad decisions, and it's not all because of parenting. So there are a lot of things that are out of our control, and we quickly learn that. And I think the question I like to ask parents is, why would you even want to be perfect? You'd miss out on the opportunity for love. And that's what God's calling us for, is to be transformed by love. God is love. And he's saying, be transformed by me. There's grace and forgiveness and growth to be found in perfection through me. And I think the bigger question is, what makes a perfect parent? If God was the perfect parent in the garden and his kids still failed, it doesn't guarantee us a result. And maybe that's what we're afraid of, the result. What are we trying to control in the end?
Yeah.
And as young parents, we quickly learn that we get to influence, and the results are up to our kids.
I appreciate that. Let's go ahead and hear from author and speaker Jeannie Cunyon. She had a lot to say, some great stuff about being set free from the pressure of getting everything right as a parent. And she talked to Jim Daly and me.
This is such a topic, and you've written this great book, Mom Set Free. Every mom's going, yes, yes, set me free, help
right,
me.
Find relief from the pressure to get it all right.
Well, and what's great about the way you've written this and the way you're expressing it is you lived it. You were that mom that had high expectations. Things quickly became difficult for you. We want to cover all of that. But in the parenting space particularly, what began to happen when A plus B didn't equal C?
Yeah, I think there's a formula that we believe works, which is good parenting in, good kids out. And I joke about how, you know, going into motherhood, I thought, you know, how hard could this be, right? I had a wonderful mom and dad.
Yes.
I have a background in social work. I'd actually done some parenting training before I became a mom. I read several books, you know, did my fair share of highlighting.
You were a good student, weren't you?
I was. So I went into motherhood going, how hard can this be? And then I had children. Then I had kids. I had 3 boys in 5 years. And I was like, this is really, really hard.
Let me ask you to really cement it in the hearts of the moms listening and for us dads. When we say this, what is the hard part? I mean, you did it. You prepped yourself. You came from a great Christian home. You were, sounds like, a very good young lady, a teen daughter. You probably did all the right things, and are many of the right things. Let's
not
give you
all
some slack. But, you know, probably a good student, all those kinds of things. And then you become the mom, and it doesn't quite work that way. What is the hard part?
I think the hard part, which I discovered several years into parenting, is that God doesn't just work through us to grow our children. He works through our children to grow us.
Now, why is that is absolutely right. I've got the biggest grin on my face because that is what's happening.
That's what's happening. And parenting is designed to deepen our dependence on God. That's what it does. It deepens our dependence on God.
In the book, you remind moms about that verse in 2 Corinthians 12 about God's grace and power What exactly do we need when we feel weak? I mean, what is it that we're looking for in that weak moment?
We're looking for strength, obviously. I mean, but the thing is, I think as moms, one of the biggest things I hear moms say is, I don't feel like I'm good enough. That is the number one struggle when I speak, when I meet friends. I just don't feel like I'm good enough. I'm not measuring up. I'm not good enough for my kids. And what's so interesting about that, because I really struggle with that too. And I have, this isn't something I've mastered. I mean, I have to keep going back to the good news of the gospel every day to be reminded of my freedom in Christ. But, you know, if you think about what God says, nowhere do we find God saying, hey, Jeannie, hey, Jim, hey, John, I'm going to need you to be enough for your kids. He doesn't say that. He says, my grace is enough. I am enough, and my grace is sufficient for you. You know, Paul talks about if we even had a shot at being enough, then Christ died for nothing. And so this is really good news that can radically change our parenting. God didn't call us to be enough for our kids.
But in that emotional and spiritual battle that goes on in a mother's heart and a mother's head, describe that tug of war, though. I mean, the scripture, it's so interesting because the scripture is pretty plain.
Yes.
He's saying, my grace is sufficient for you.
Yes.
And then we say, no, it's not.
Right.
You don't know my life. You don't know my parenting battles, Lord.
Yeah.
Your grace cannot cover this. Well, I mean, that's really what we're saying.
Yes. And what's so interesting is Paul's response to when Jesus said that was, well, now I can boast about my weaknesses. Now your strength can be magnified in me. But as a mom, what I say is, no, Lord, I don't want to be weak. I want to be strong. I want to be awesome. And so it's a humbling of, okay, I don't have to be perfect for my kids. I don't have to be their savior. God called me to be their parent. And the opportunity for me is to point them to Jesus.
So over the years, I think I've really started to understand what Jeannie was saying about God not only working through us to grow our kids, but also working through our children to grow us. Danny, you know, I've gone through kind of a hard season of late, and I've told people this is the deconstruction of John Fuller as a parent. I've just had, I feel like God has used these circumstances, this child in particular, to just make life messy and unpredictable with conflict and argument and chaos. And I have to continually go to God to say, okay, what do you have for me today as a parent? What am I going to learn today through this challenge? Parenting offers a lot of teachable moments for us as the mom or a dad, doesn't it?
Endless possibilities. I still remember when Alex, my son, was 4 years old, and I was sitting across from him at the kitchen table, and he was playing with a construction set, one of those plastic ones. And I thought I was just having a good moment with him, and we paused for a moment, and he looked at me with his innocent eyes. I still remember just his look, and he walked around the table, and he said, Dad, you need fixed. and so he came around the table and to my side and put the screwdriver right on my side. And actually, the word that's key for me before that, he said, you're broken. And it was a time when I was not in a good place spiritually, emotionally. He could see through the facade of, we're just spending time here. And I wasn't doing anything bad to my family. He could tell emotionally, and he came around, but I really believe God was speaking directly through my son to me, and I needed to be attentive to that. And I paused for a moment, started crying, and I knew God was saying, I'm right here, and you are broken, and you need fixed, and you need me right now. And I still go back to that and talk to my son about what I learned from him, and that energizes him. And there are other moments that I've noticed God teaching me some amazing things through my love for my kids. But I have to be attentive to those moments and pause and reflect on what is God really truly trying to tell me? Because I'm a very imperfect person, and sometimes I get so distracted with trying to perform rather than reflecting on the transformation that's occurring, that the destination ultimately is my soul being shapen to be in eternity with God.
Yeah, and Paul wrote about his weaknesses being opportunities for God to show up and show his strength. So if you're feeling like I am not up to the task today of taking care of this child or these kids, just know his grace is there, especially, not even when, but especially when you're feeling weak. Mm-hmm. We want to encourage you, and we'd love to send a copy of Jeannie's book to you. Call or go online and get a copy. We're making it available today as our thank you gift when you make a generous donation of any amount to the ministry, either a monthly pledge or a one-time gift. We've got donation opportunities and details about the book and also a link for our counselors. You can learn more about the great counselors here who can talk it through if you're feeling like, yeah, I really just can't wait for the book to get here. Our number and the website are in the show notes. Next time, more from Jeannie Cunyon. And for now, I'm John Fuller. On behalf of Danny and the entire team, thanks for joining us for the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.